Hello, this is Ashish Jaman, and today I'll talk about SQL Server 2008 R2 Reporting Services Atom Data Feed. So with SQL Server 2008 R2 Reporting Services, one of the new things that we introduced was to publish any report that you have as an Atom Data Feed. So what is an Atom Data Service? Essentially, it's a way for you to stream your data, more or less, right? It's an XML format. Microsoft, it's a standard that Microsoft has followed and used it in other services like ADO.NET and OData. So how do you generate a data feed, Atom data feed in reporting services? So when you publish a report in reporting services and then via the viewer, you get this export to data feed button in your report viewer. You can right click on you can just click on this and it would export the report services, sorry, the Atom services document of that report. The idea is that this is one of the export format that would export the data in the report, the flattened data. So your report may have some pivots, some charts, but this export actually would flatten the data and you would get all the data as an Atom feed. You can then point any client that understands Atom feed and then can work with that data. Right? The other way you would get access to that Atom services document is through URL access. So you don't, the user doesn't have to go to the report viewer, but they can just type in the browser, or you can publish a link, to any application that points back to the report path, and you specify the format equals to Atom. If you specify this URL, it would export the report data into Atom services document. If your client only understands Atom and may not be able to understand Atom services document, all you have to do is just specify the encoding as well as data feed parameters in the query string, and this would export your data feed as an Atom feed. Now, one of the new innovations we actually have come out with in Excel 2010 is called Power Pivot for Excel. Now, Power Pivot for Excel is a native consumer of Atom services document. So the idea is that reporting services would publish the data as an Atom services document, which can directly be consumed in Power Pivot for Excel. And we'll actually see a demo for that. So let's start with a demo. So right here, I am using a sample report that ships with the SQL Server. When you install SQL Server, you'd get these sample reports. So in program file, SQL Server 100 samples, reporting services, you get the sample report, AdventureWorks sample reports. I'll be using. So here I have this solution opened up, and what I can do is I can, since everything just works, I'm just being lazy here by showing you an existing report, and the reason is because, you know, our focus is Atom data feed, not how do you write reports. And I've done previous screencast on how do you write reports and use other features. So let me just deploy this report. So once this report is deployed on localhost report server, take a minute here, and once it is deployed, here is my reporting services and report server, sorry, localhost report server. Go to this report, and the report of focus today is company sales report. So I'm looking at my company sales report. You see nothing because our criteria is actually minimal. So what we want to do is I just want to get all the data, right? So I'm just putting an arbitrary date here. If I view a report, what you see here is it actually is trying to pull all the data together. Now, this is a report region which has all the accessories and bike's clothing, as well as year and quarter information here. What I want you to focus is right here, there's an export to data feed. So when I click on this, what would happen is it would generate that Atom services document, and then I can open that Atom services document right in Excel Power Pivot. And this is what I would want to show you. So clicking on this. So here it is. It says, do you want to open this file? Now, when I install Power Pivot for Excel, you know, the association of this Atom Services file has been made with the Excel. So when I say open, it would open the Excel Power Pivot. I can also save it, and you know, if I save it and open a notepad, what you would see is it's an XML feed, it's an Atom feed, it's an XML document which has information about the where the, to get the data from, and what the title of the data region of the report is and whatnot. So let me open it. So this is, you know, after that Atom Services document is opened up, the Excel table import wizard, the Power Pivot opens up and it says, okay, what is your connection name? I can change it here, but for this demo, I'll just keep it like this. I'll go to next. Now here it is actually, so that data region in the report is called TableX. I can just rename it if I want. I can preview and do some filter. So this is an ability for me to actually filter out some of the data if I don't want that in my Power Pivot report. So I can say, you know, everything looks good. Maybe I don't want the subcategories here. Start date and date are irrelevant, and text box, I don't know what that is. So description as well. So all I'm interested is in categories, year, quarter, and the total number of sale. Maybe I can do subcategories just for demonstration purposes. At this point, it now it is importing the data from the server into Power Pivot, and I have like 455 rows transferred. So that's all the data from that report flattened out right here on this report. So category, subcategories, quarter sales and whatnot. So I got the report feed Atom Services right in Excel. I can create a Power Pivot on top and says, okay, creating a new worksheet. That's fine. Now here, I do want to show you one of the new capabilities of Power Pivot, which is called slicers. So let me put these data pieces together, and like I want to show all the data. So sum of years, this is so wrong. Let's actually put it in the slicer. So slicers is an ability in Excel 2008 not only create the slices that would slice your data, but also to publish those slices back in SharePoint and then consume the whole Excel's spreadsheet with slicers in a browser so that your users can do their own analytics. So you as a publisher can decide on what the slicers look like, and your users can then slice the data and get some insights out of that data themselves. So I want to actually do horizontal slicers on years, maybe on quarters as well, and then slice vertically on categories. I do also want to show the categories right here. Maybe subcategories doesn't make sense, or let me just remove subcategories. All right, so here is my data, right? So I see the total sales, and that is more or less it in Power Pivot. Now, if you look at the data right here, what I can do is I can say, okay, just show me 2005 data, right? One of the things is not clear is, let me actually put the year as well here. And in fact, let me put the year in the column label. Now it looks better, right? In fact, why don't I do this as well? Now, so at this point, I can say, okay, show me all the data. So it shows me all the data. Right, my accessories, my Q2, Q4. I have the ability to look at the data like this, or I can say, okay, just show me 2007 data, right, and show me Q1 data just for accessories. And this is the behavior that my end users can actually work and use, right? I can then use this report and publish it to SharePoint. to Power Pivot, and once I do that, anyone in my organization can use it. Now, I also know how it would behave. So what I can do is I can just open up a new tab in here for demonstration. Let me copy this. So what it is saying is the URL access method where, you know, I point to my report server. I say, what is my report path, which is right here. And then I say command equals to render. My format is Atom. My data feed is just Atom, not the Atom services document. And encoding is ASCII. When I hit this, what I see is an Atom document. I can very well save it on desktop. Let me actually save it and open it up for you. So here I have saved my Atom format as well as the Atom services document. So let's open this first right here. So this is how my Atom document looks. It's just an XML format. My title of the report, and it's pretty simple actually. It's a unique ID of the report internally, and based on that, it would actually open that up for me. The Atom services document looks a bit better, and the reason for that is because you know, when we were actually using Power Pivot for Excel, it showed us you know, what the name of the spreadsheet you want to keep, and that's right from here it picked up another information where the report is coming from and all that. So let me go back here. So that is what Atom exposing your report as an Atom feed is all about. If you want to learn more, these are the resources, and I'll also publish these resources alongside of my screencast. So look at the right, click on any of the links, and you should be good. That's all I had for you today. I hope it was helpful, and I will see you in any other screencast. Thanks. Bye.